From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. The proposed fix to Missouri student transfer law has hit yet another stumbling block, possibly jeopardizing its chances of making it to Governor Jay Nixon's desk. Marshall Griffin has details.
The Senate version of the bill has been stuck due to its estimated $200 million plus price tag. The House version passed in March contains a roughly $13 million fiscal note, but some Senate Republicans, including President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey, believes the information House members used for their estimates is not accurate.
We need to work through those items because I don't intend to third read a bill that has a $60, $80 million fiscal note on it. I think that's something that won't make it out of this body.
Lawmakers have just over 6 weeks to pass a student transfer fix before the 2015 legislative session ends. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A bill aimed at bolstering Missouri's agriculture industry is headed to the governor. If signed into law by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon, it would allow trucks to haul larger loads of cattle and grain at certain times and would protect livestock farmers from liability if someone is injured on their farm. Missouri senators on Tuesday voted unanimously in favor of the measure. Nixon vetoed a similar bill last year, citing a contested proposal to classify farm deer as livestock. The element was removed from this year's bill. Agriculture bills have been among the first passed by the Republican-dominated legislature this session. A measure to help dairy farmers also was approved and sent to Nixon. The note left by Missouri auditor spokesman before his apparent suicide said, "I just can't take being unemployed again." Jefferson City Police Captain Doug Shoemaker said Tuesday that the note from Spence Jackson was dated Friday, March 27th. Shoemaker also said Jackson died from a single gunshot wound to the head. Jackson was found dead Sunday in his Jefferson City apartment. His death came about a month after Jackson's boss, state auditor Tom Swike, fatally shot himself at his home in the St. Louis suburb of Clayton. Police are investigating Jackson's death. With Election Day coming up in less than a week, the race for Jefferson City mayor is on. The six candidates running include Richard Groner, Rob Scrivener, Leonard Steinman, Carrie Turgan, Roy Wiesman, and Edith Vogel. With Scrivener, Turgan, Vogel, and Wiesman all being former or current Jefferson City Council members. A commonly discussed topic among candidates is the issue of transparency and the openness with the mayor's office with people they serve in order to create a clear view of the government. Candidate Roy Wiesman, an active Facebook user, expressed his belief that social media engagement and transparency are important for a mayor because they indicate trust.
"Yeah, I'm going to have an open door policy. Anything you need, anything you want, anything, any questions at all, come in. It's going to be an open door policy as far as the mayor's office is concerned."
Election day for offices of Jefferson City Prosecutor, City Council, Mayor, and Municipal Judge is next Tuesday, April 7th. H&R Block says it's eliminating about 90 jobs, mostly at its Kansas City headquarters. The company says the layoffs include 20 people at other Block work sites who perform corporate functions. Columbia Public Schools made what it calls its best and final offer Tuesday in response to the teachers' union request for changes to the current teacher compensation contract. Dana Clipper, Deputy Superintendent of Columbia Public Schools, said the district was able to meet some, but not all, of the union's request, which totaled nearly $6.6 million. The district's offer totals out at $2.2 million. Clipper said the district was not able to unfreeze the pay from the 2008-2009 school year, one of the union's biggest priorities. Doing so would add $4.4 million to the budget. She said it was unclear if that would be possible in the future.
"It really depends on what is the growth of our district and what is the revenue available, and then what is the priority of the teachers in future years, and how does that align with the priority of the board."
The district offered a 1.6% increase in pay for experience compared to the 5% requested by the union. The teachers' bargaining committee can either accept or reject the district's offer and present its own counterproposal. Prosecutors gathered outside the University of Missouri Law School to protest St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney Bob McCulloch's speech yesterday afternoon. The MU student chapter of the Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys hosted McCulloch's talk on the grand jury process and his experience handling the case investigating then-Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson's responsibility in the shooting death of Michael Brown last year. Registration was required to attend the speech, and half an hour before the event, law school staff locked the doors to the building. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.